Hi, my name is Eleni Sidorakos.
My name is Lily Viano.
My name is Maggie Scott.
I'm Jad El-Ghali. I just turned 24. My passion has first and foremost always been the electoral process within Canada.
Young people are the largest voting demographic in the province. In 2019, they made up nearly half of the potential voting population in Ontario, according to Elections Canada data. But when comparing younger voters to more senior pollsters, there's a clear gap, a big enough gap, in fact, to sway an election. Ontario is heading to the polls this February, while a federal election is looming during our summer months after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's resignation. Ontario doesn't release demographic data from any recent elections, but when we look at the last two federal elections, in 2021, youth attendance was 28 percentage points below the 65 to 74 age group. And between the 2019 and 2021 federal election, the voter turnout for ages 18 to 24 dropped by 7%, which must mean one thing. Young people aren't showing up to the polls. But why?
I wouldn't say people are thriving. People are just surviving, and politicians are content with that. They're happy with you just surviving.
Jad El-Ghali's been running polling stations since he was 16 with Elections Ontario and Elections Canada. He's now a poll supervisor.
It's been very eye-opening to the demographic that comes out to vote, you know, seeing who's actually at the polls during elections. And unfortunately, not a lot of young people are there.
So with youth voter turnout being so low in recent years, our station wanted to find out, are youth going to polls in Toronto? And provincially, do they have the power to swing the Ontario election?
10, 15 years ago, you did have a big wave of parties trying to, you know, gauge young voters on what they want. That's all gone. Everyone's taking it for granted now. No one actually cares about what young people have to say.
Jad's volunteering with New Majority, a nonpartisan organization getting young voters to the polls. They facilitate conversations relating the importance of voting to everyday issues that matter to Canadian youth. But this election season, he's noticed a shift.
I would say politics has been in the forefront of everyone's minds. It's been on the news, it's been on TikTok, it's been on Instagram, it's been on everywhere.
Yeah.
So people are engaged, people are in it, but is it enough to get them out to vote?
Eleni Sidorakos is voting in the upcoming election. She's 21 and lives in Toronto. She's a third-year student at U of T and a volunteer with New Majority.
I think lots of us must feel similar pressures. We're all in a similar stage in life.
But she says young people today are disconnected from the voting process. And with only a 28-day election window, she says it all feels so rushed.
Snap election especially, it's really hard for young people, I think. It's like, it feels so sudden.
Voters in Ontario were not scheduled to pick a new provincial government until June 2026. But now they'll be heading to the polls roughly a year and a half early, on February 27th.
Even now, it's hard to believe that it's in a few weeks. And I just feel like I haven't had the time to research into candidates. And as I personally like to take my time into looking into things and who will best support me and my issues.
She says because of this fast turnaround, it's likely youth won't get as involved.
Once again, it's a problem because we want politicians to hear us and help us as well.
Do you feel as though you haven't been heard in the past by politicians?
I just don't think that they market towards young people. Like, I just think the issues that they commonly talk about, I almost feel like they're not that related to what I'm dealing with. It just feels like they may not get it sometimes.
Ryan Lowe is an expert in planning policy, urban development, and an advocate for youth.
I think it's a matter of making those real human connections again, IRL.
He's the executive director of Urban Minds, a nonpartisan organization working locally. In Toronto, he's encouraging youth to be more involved in political processes and community planning. Urban Minds also work with municipalities and civic organizations.
We really hope that more municipalities consider engaging youth in their projects because they are part of their community. And, they are very much underrepresented in the process.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
He says youth want a candidate who is genuine, a legislator making an effort to understand the issues that matter to them and then propose real solutions.
It's just this untapped source of power that youth have, but it is, I want to say, a very mighty demographic group that can potentially have a very significant impact.
We really want to cut through all of that kind of political posturing, I call it, and focus on, like, okay, what are the issues that matter to you? To see which of the parties is really responding to the issues that matter to you.
That's Amanda Munday. They are the executive director of New Majority, the national nonprofit Jad and Eleni volunteer with. Amanda believes young people want to vote. They just don't know how, or they feel overwhelmed.
What you're combating is that overwhelm of a ton of noise, the polarization that can come from really highly political environments. We want to cut through all of that. Once we get there, I don't have very many people who say to me, yeah, no, I'm not going to vote.
The last two federal elections were during a pandemic, meaning there was a pause in on-campus voting. And Amanda says young people were already in a state of overwhelm.
It's no surprise that a young person who has endured their lifetime of what they call, you know, catastrophic, unprecedented events. Like, how many unprecedented events does a young person have to go through?
But despite results in recent years, for this provincial election, Amanda is optimistic. Because for this election cycle, they're seeing youth engagement skyrocket.
It's certainly a wider and larger response than we saw with all four provincial elections in the fall. Yeah. Also, of course, Ontario is a more populist province. This election has a lot of media attention around it. So there could be various reasons why Ontario has a different response. This time around, when we're asking people about why they've opted to apply for New Majority or why they want to work for us, we're hearing resoundingly that there are concerns about the state of democracy, which to me is a complete change from what we've seen in years past, where it was more about being involved in your community and having conversations with fellow young people. Now they're saying, I feel like I need to do something and I don't know what to do about, you know, democracy is hard to fix as any one person. It, like, when you're taking big systemic challenges over, like, the state of democracy, you can see how quickly that can be overwhelming for an individual young person. And so it is pretty inspiring. I firmly reject and have since, you know, for years and certainly since I took over as executive director, I firmly reject the idea that youth don't care and don't want to vote. What we find, and we have had hundreds of thousands of conversations since 2019, instead what we find is they're just not aware. It is as much a logistical challenge as anything else. When you look at how young people are getting their information, if they're on Instagram or any Meta platforms, news links are blocked. You might see signs out on lawns on your walk to work or to school, but it's reasonable that you wouldn't know when the election is. And it's also reasonable that if you've never done it before, if you're a first-time voter, that you could feel anxious about the whole experience.
New Majority is working hands-on. They're meeting up with people on campus and walking them directly to the polls. Lately, they've been rolling out relational organizing that's paid short-time work for youth to engage with their networks and mobilize. That's calling a friend or a colleague and helping them make a plan to vote. The nonpartisan organization also launched a new initiative in December called Let Us In. The program offers training for young people who have no in-depth political knowledge or experience to feel confident having conversations with the elected officials in their riding. Amanda says the most effective strategy to get young people out doesn't involve social persuasion or pressure. It's helping young voters make concrete plans to vote. She says once you actually start to go out and vote, you're more likely to form a lifetime habit of voting. Election Day is February 27th. Assigned voting locations will be available on the 14th. You can apply to vote by mail until February 21st. The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. I'm Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.